listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by SharpOlogist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is June 26th, 2017. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and I do apologize, we did miss a show 2 weeks ago. We had I had some technical difficulties, had a computer crash and all that stuff. It took about a week to rebuild, but we're back to normal and back on the regular schedule. So I do apologize for everyone that was looking for the cast 2 weeks ago, but we are back on regular schedule, and hopefully, cross our fingers, we won't have any more issues. But so, today on the show, we're going to discuss a few things. We're going to talk about what's happening in the wet shaving world. We have a new item from a very interesting vendor that we're going to talk about. Very interesting item to go with the year. We've talked about it a little bit in prior episodes, but we're going to talk about yet another gem-style single-edge safety razor coming out. So, yes, this is the year of the single-edge safety razor. There are a lot of them coming out, and we have another one, so we'll talk about that. Discussion of the week will be summertime shaves. What are the products that you use, and what are the products that are popular for summertime? And our training tip of the week will be traveling do's and don'ts. That's right, guys. If you are traveling, there are some do's and don'ts. Summertime equals a lot of traveling for a lot of people. And luckily, this is something I have some experience in, so I can tell you what's going to be accepted, if you're, especially with carry-on luggage in the United States, what you can keep and what you you may lose if you got to be careful. So we'll talk about that. We have a giveaway. That's right. We're going to do a sponsored giveaway that is by our friends at Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, okay? They were great. They graciously heard our request, heard my request of requesting for some giveaway products, and they sent me a nice package of stuff to give away. So, yep, for the next few weeks, we're going to have some really, really cool items. Now, I'm going to do this giveaway a little differently. During the cast, I'm going to ask a question, okay? I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to want you to email me that question and with the answer. If you email me with the correct answer, I'm going to put you in a drawing and I'll reply back of how many people. I'm going to do it on random.org on who wins. So basically, you have to listen to the cast. I'm not going to give it. I'm not going to put it in print on the show notes or anything like that to get the question. If you answer the question, regardless, it won't be a right or wrong answer. It's just going to be a comment. You're automatically entered in, and we will... I will do the drawing actually next week, so it will give you 1 week from the first day. So this Monday is when the cast comes out on the 26th, and you'll have 1 week until then for the drawing. And then after that, I'll announce the winner in the cast, get all your information via email, and I'll send it out to you as soon as possible. So really cool. I'm really thankful that the folks at PAA were graciously donating some full-size aftershaves. Really good products, guys. You're going to try them out. It's going to be really fun to get those things. So definitely check us out here. Listen. And I will give you the instructions on how to win this. And we'll try this out. If it works out, then we'll do it again next week. But I want to try and make these giveaways a little bit fun instead of just being the same boring, oh yeah, just sign up, you win. Let's have a little fun with it. So without further ado, everyone, let's get on with the show. So what's happening in the wet shaving world today? Well, we have Blackland Razors announced last week that they are coming out with their gem-style single-edge safety razor. That's right. I was fortunate enough to speak with Shane regarding another project with the Blackbird safety razor, and he was able to share some information on this new single-edge razor that just came out this past weekend on the 24th, I believe. It's coming out for orders. So they should still be available. If not, send them over an email or check out the site at blacklandrazors.com for the Sabra. That's their new single-edge safety razor. Now, it takes your standard single-edge gem-style blades that are really, you've seen a lot of companies coming out with new SEs this year. This is probably like the third or fourth one. But I am a fan of Blackland Razors. I think they make some quality items. They're all made in the United States, all made... really a very small production. So if they're around, hopefully they have enough to go around. But if they don't, I'm sure they'll make more. So check it out, guys. blacklandrazors.com/Sabra. I left a show notes link in the show notes for you, so you can check that out. Really good products. And give Shane a call, email, or or a message if you need to, if you have any other questions. So good luck to Blackland Razors with their new gem style single edge safety razor. So let's talk about the discussion of the week. It is summertime. And, well, if you're in South Florida like I am, it's either summer or spring. It really doesn't get to be any other real season. You know, it's Florida. So it's either 75 degrees or it's 95 degrees. That's basically how it is here. So we're getting into summertime. And that means, for me, that means cutting the grass more than once a week. And it means... It means it's going to be hot, and the air conditioning will be running on full steam, basically. So, yeah, that's it. But there are enough of that. There are many items that complement the higher temperatures and the higher humidity for those of you that do live in areas that have weather changes. So what do you do? What kind of products would you pick? Well, there are some lighter scents. You know, a lot of people go for, more floral scents, lighter scents, crisp scents like that, just because it's summertime and it just feels like new and flowery or whatever. But the main thing that I look for is menthol, and that's what I look at when I get a summertime shaving soap or aftershave. You want something that's going to give you a little blast of cold, and what that does is it gives you it makes your face just feel like it's like an ice cube or something like that. When you get out of the shower, you shave with a menthol. Now, Parasso is one of those items that has a lot of that in it. You could definitely tell. That's one of the items that the first thing that comes into my mind is Parasso cream, soaps, and stuff like that. They give you that feeling of a tingly feeling when you get out. It makes your face feel really cold. So if you are, in that higher heat area, I mean, if you're in South Florida like us here, we can use this stuff all year round, but I usually just save it for summer as well. And you want something that's getting even a nice blast of that stuff. You know, even like a mint scent or something like that, just to get you a nice blast, to get your face to feel nice and cool when you walk outside. Now, is it going to last all day? No, but it will last at least an hour or two when you go outside, and it really does make you feel good. I also tend to shave more often during the summer. I mean, sometimes in the wintertime, I'll let it go a couple days. Just about in the summertime, I shave just about every day because I don't like to have any facial hair to begin with. So to have any even stubble in the summertime, it makes me feel hotter. I don't know why. I also don't have any hair on my head either. So, I mean, that does. I usually tend to buzz my head more often than not during this time of the year as well. So what kind of products do you use? Do you use any different products during the summertime? Do you switch over? Let me know what you guys like and what you use. And send me an email or just with some suggestions or anything like that too, because I'm always up for something new. But yeah, just really something with methanol in it, and then you have that nice blast that when you walk outside, it's like, oh, my face feels so cold. Now, some people are not a fan of that. So if you're not a fan of methanol, you can use more of a fresher scent, if you're talking I'm in the wine business, so I would say more of a lighter bodied wine for the summertime, a crisp white wine for the summertime. I would also do that with my shaving soaps too, maybe a crisper, lighter scent, just to go outside, just so you don't feel so heavy, I guess. It's weird. It's kind of like all in, it doesn't really mean anything, but it does, you know what I'm saying? It just make you feel summertimey, and there are a lot of vendors that are coming out with some summer scents too. So check them out. Check out those vendors and some summertime stuff, and also send me some ideas too if you have some great summertime shaves and summertime products that you use traditionally too. So our training tip of the week is traveling do's and don'ts. Now, again, summertime is upon us. It's a time for new adventures and traveling. A lot of people in the world are traveling during the summertime, right? Unfortunately, there are many instances when wet shavers bring their prized gear only to have it confiscated at security line in the airport or forgotten it in a hotel or a rental car or something like that, right? I personally am a frequent traveler for both work and fun, and I found the perfect medium for traveling with wet shaving gear. So guys, I do travel quite often. Last year I traveled over 8 weeks for work. This year I haven't traveled really much of anything for work, but I do travel, my wife and I do travel just for fun. So some do's. I highly recommend getting a dot bag, and that dot bag is a toiletry bag. It could be leather, it could be anything, it could be a cheap one. We talked about the Range Leather Dop Kit that I reviewed recently, and that's a really good kit too. But I mean, it's not recommended. If you want to, you can find a dop bag for much less than that. Just as long as you put all your stuff in one spot so you don't have to look for it. So have all your shaving stuff and all your toothbrush and everything all in one little container so you can find it easily. Because the last thing you want to do is go searching around for your razor when you're traveling and find it in the bottom of your luggage when you get home, you know. So traveling, what you can travel with. So you can travel with shaving soap, 4 ounces or more. I have done it many times and I've never ever had a problem. In fact, I went to New York last year. Went to Pasteur's and brought back 5 full-size shaving soaps in my carry-on bag, and nobody said anything. They went through security because it was a soap. So you can bring shaving soaps anywhere you want. Shaving soap, shaving brush, good, right? Bring a safety razor. Now, I recommend not bringing your prized Gillette bottom dial with you when you go traveling, okay? Let's be honest here. If you have a very, very important safety razor, do not bring it with you traveling. There is always a chance of losing it, one, or getting confiscated, even worse, two. So bring something that's a good safety razor. It could be one of your favorites, but something that you can live without if you lost. So again, example, when I travel, I do primarily shave with straight razors, but when I do travel, I bring my Feather personal safety razor with me. It's something that's like $18. It's a good razor. It works nice. It's plastic, and if I lost it, I can get another one very easily. But as for my vintage Gillette razors or my nicer ones, I don't bring them with me, mainly not because I don't want to use them, but because I don't want to lose them. You know, so use it, don't lose it. Bring something that you're going to use, but don't lose. As for shaving brushes, you know, they're good. Nobody says anything about shaving brushes. But again, don't bring your prized shaving brush with you. Just bring a travel brush if you have one, or just a cheaper brush. And there's something you can afford to lose. So basically, the do's are bring whatever you'd like that you can afford to lose and not be upset about. So don'ts. Do not bring an aftershave over 100 milliliters or 3.4 ounces. It will get confiscated. If you're going to bring an aftershave, bring a small travel size one. Or you can put it in your own little container and make sure it's less than 100 milliliters or 3.4 ounces if you're doing carry-on. If you're doing check-in, no problem. When you do bring aftershave with you, make sure you tape the top of it closed or wrap it up in bubble wrap. Just in case you don't want to go and get into a hotel room and find out all your clothes is now smelling like your favorite aftershave. So just cover it up. I do take a piece of electrical tape and I cover up the top where the actual cap screws down, and I'll do that a couple times, or I'll just wrap it up in a bubble wrap or something like that and then put it in my bag. Do not bring a straight razor in a carry-on, guys. You're going to lose it. All right. I know some guys that have gotten through with it, but I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. If you bring a straight razor on a carry-on in the United States, they're going to take it from you. You're going to lose your razor. So I wouldn't even do it unless you're doing a check bag. Don't bring a straight razor at all. Don't bring blades. Okay. DE or SD blades. I know you can get away with cartridges. Yes, that's very true. This is really hit or miss with the DE or SE blades. Some people at the security line will know what it is and let you take it on. But I would say more times than not, don't bring it with you. All right. So don't bring it. Just if you have to get blades, and if you're doing carry-on, just buy a pack of blades wherever you're going and then just discard them when you get there. If you're doing a check-in bag, no problem. Put it in there and nobody's going to say anything. Just make sure it's not, make sure they're wrapped up nice and they don't fall out or anything like that. But yeah, you should be good on that way. So traveling do's and don'ts, guys. When you do travel, it's very important also to keep track of your gear, keep track of your stuff, and watch it, and make sure you just put it back away in the same spot. Don't leave it in a hotel room. Example, when I go traveling, I'll bring my DOP kit, my DOP bag with me, and I'll put everything in the bag. And even if I'm going to stay, like example, last year I was in Boston for 2 weeks. Even though I was there for a long time, I kept on my gear and kept it all in the bag at the end of when I was using it, just so I don't lose it, just so when somebody coming in to clean the room comes in, they don't go going through my stuff and I mysteriously am losing something. And again, I didn't bring anything of any value to me, so if I would have lost it, it would have been fine, and I could just buy it online anyway, but just don't go through the hassle of it, so don't bring anything nice. So if you're going to stay in a hotel room for more than one night, and they're going to come clean, you're going to leave your stuff in there, put it back in the bag and put it somewhere safe so nobody can see it. Because remember, guys, this is our hobby and this is a lot of fun for us. Also, a lot of us have a lot of money invested into our gear. So even if it's something cheap and you can't afford to lose it, try not to lose it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all for traveling. If you guys have any questions regarding traveling, always feel free to contact me. I'll be more than happy to help you out. I do have a lot of experience with this, especially bringing wet shaving gear. And I've traveled all over the country bringing wet shaving gear and haven't lost anything yet. So knock on wood and cross my fingers here that that doesn't happen. And now we're going to go through our giveaway question of the week. And before we get into the giveaway question, we're going to talk about the team that that's sponsoring the giveaway products. I think that would be fair, right? So Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements have generously donated some items for us to basically to give away during the podcast. Now, that a few weeks ago, I think you guys noticed I've been looking for a sponsor. I've been looking for some products to give away. They were the first ones to get to me, so really awesome. Thank you very much, Doug and Fran over there at Phoenix, because this means a lot to the podcast, and it means a lot to our viewers too, because you guys are going to have a great opportunity to get a full-size aftershave, all right, this week. So what's the question of the week? All I want you to do is I want you to send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. What is your favorite summertime product? And that's it. All you have to do is send me what is your favorite summertime product. So put it in the actual subject of the email, answer to the giveaway question, and then put in your favorite summertime product and give me your name and everything. And I will email back the winner, okay? The winner with looking for shipping information and all that stuff. So it'll be open from 1 week. So Monday to Monday, Monday the 26th until the next Monday, which will be the 3rd. Okay, this will be open for 1 week. So if you're listening right now, you have 1 week. Send me an email and I will get back to you as soon as you do. So awesome. Again, I won't be putting this in the show notes. So this is going to be a little bit of a special like a secret giveaway, right? So thank you guys very much. Again, thank you for the team at Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements for sponsoring this giveaway and for the next few that are coming out in the next couple of weeks. So what's up with the cast, guy? I know I've been gone for a few weeks and everything like that. What's coming up with the cast? So we're going to talk about a review series that I'm kind of working on. I want to hear your thoughts on it too. So also send me an email if you're interested in a review series where I would basically go around and review products. And not only would I review it, but I would ask other listeners and stuff or other people in the that own the product to review it as well. So that's an idea. We're going to do some interviews with vendors. Now, it may not just be audio interviews. It might be just email interviews because a lot of us right now, I know a lot of these vendors are busy. Also, myself, I'm a little crazy right now as well with work and everything. So we might do that as well. And, you know, as I've been talking about that, if you're interested in anything else with like advertising or anything like that, just please, advertising or sponsoring, please, or want to provide some stuff to be reviewed or given away, please contact me at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. Sorry, guys. And I will definitely get back to you as soon as I can and we'll work something out because you know what? The community deserves it. And it just brings a lot of fun and a lot of joy to everybody to get some cool stuff in the mail. So definitely something we want to keep working on. We're going to try out we're going to try it out and see if it works. And, you know, feedback is everything, guys. So always feel free to give me feedback. So what's in store for the podcast? I'm sorry. I kind of went off the track there a little bit, went off the schedule, but what's in store for the podcast? Well, we're going to talk about what's happening in the wet shaving world. We're going to talk about safety razors, new versus old. Okay, what are the differences? How much better is an old safety razor compared to a new safety razor, or are vice versa, or are they different and good in just both ways? Because as you know, guys know, there's been a lot of brand new safety razor companies coming out, some great products coming out as well. But let's talk about new versus old. What's the differences? And how long does the shaving soap actually last? Does the scent last? Does the performance dwindle after time? I'm going to ask a soap expert this week via email, and I'm going to find out. I'm going to have these answers for you. So we're going to talk about how long does the shaving soap last and how long should you keep it? I do also know that a lot of members, including myself, have well over 100 years worth of shaving soap products, right? If you think about it, if you have 100 soaps, that's probably 100 years worth. I mean, a soap can last you almost a year if you really work at, you know, just work with one. How long does shaving soap last, and what is an actual collection that you can use in your lifetime? We'll talk about that as well. And always contact us at joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to answer any questions or any feedback that you give me, and I'll even include it in the show too. So guys, remember our show is powered by sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic 59, for everything that he does in the wet shaving community and for letting us use his platform and his site as well. The team at Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements for their generous donation and giveaways for the next few weeks. And most of all, you guys, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes for videos regarding some interesting wet shaving content. And if you are interested in sponsoring an episode, please contact me. I will have you set up as soon as possible. Our next show, guys, will be July 10th, 2017. And we'll see you again then. So, guys, until then, shave straight and shave safe. And have a great, great 4th of July weekend. Bye-bye now.